This morning also is what's called the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians. And I want to go through some of this with you. And you will find, if you want to write down this reference, opendoorsusa.org. A lot of information about persecuted Christians. There are more Christians persecuted, suffering as martyrs in the world today, and more have been martyred for their faith in the last century than in all the previous centuries combined. So let's just go through a few things together. What is Christian persecution? Any hostility experienced from the world as a result of one's identification as a Christian. Verbal harassment to hostile feelings, attitudes, actions. Christians in areas with severe religious restrictions pay a heavy price for their faith. And sadly, that's not just other countries. There are many people who say, fine, you can be a Christian within the walls of your church, but how many of you know the church isn't within the walls? The church, this is a facility we meet in, but the church is God's people. And when we go out of this place, we are the church living the truth of Jesus and sharing the good news of Jesus is what we're called to do. So I'm sorry, I don't think I can shut up. Can you? No matter how much some of you might desire. Thank you. All right. So what does it say? It says, what do they go through? Beatings, physical torture, confinement, isolation, rape, severe punishment, imprisonment, slavery, discrimination in education and employment, even death are just a few examples of the persecution they experience on a daily basis. The Pew Research Center said over 75% of the world's population lives in areas with severe religious restrictions. Many of these people are Christians. United States Department of State. Christians in more than 60 countries face persecution from their governments or surrounding neighbors simply because of their belief in Jesus Christ. Each month, 322 Christians are killed for their faith. 214 churches and Christian properties are destroyed. 772 forms of violence are committed against Christians, such as beatings, abductions, rapes, arrests, and forced marriages. It's powerful. It's bigger than you might think. And we have every reason to stand with our suffering brothers and sisters around the planet. Now, what I have done is I have prepared for you in the back. There will be back there about five sets of what's called the 2016 World Watch List, a ranking of the top 50 countries where Christians face the most severe persecutions for their faith. Some of you are called to intercessory prayer. This will give you an excellent reason to pray. There's not enough to give one to everybody, but if you go to opendoorsusa.org, you will find this list. The opendoorsusa.org. It's absolutely powerful, and we need to be able to stand with them. Part of where persecution is happening, in addition, that we need to stand strongly for is for the nation of Israel. Now, what I want to say to you is the gospel is clear about our support for the heritage of Israel. But Israel is more spoken against and voted against in the UN than any other country on the planet many times over. Opinion based on revisionist history and public relations is taught in our universities as facts. Millions of dollars are invested in teachers and university programs who position Israel as the great occupier and the great oppressor. Let's see what the scripture says. UN Human Rights Council chamber. By the way, this recently happened. I believe it was March. 750 people assembled, pounced on the Jewish state, broadcast the spectacle online, and produced hundreds of articles and interviews in dozens of languages championing the results. In Israel, this is what's really happening. And you haven't heard about it in the mainstream as much as you possibly should have. Israelis are being hacked to death on the streets, stabbed in buses, slaughtered in synagogues, mowed down with automobiles, and shot in front of their children. At the UN headquarters, 8,100 representatives gathered from all corners of the globe and watched the weight of the entire world of women's rights descend on only one country. They've made a proclamation against Israel. But what's happening is on the ground, Palestinian women are murdered and subjugated for the sake of male honor. And this is not by Israel. This is in the lands that aren't Israeli. Saudi women can't drive. Iranian women are stoned to death for so-called adultery. Egyptian women have their genitals mutilated, and Sudanese women give birth in prison with their legs shackled because they're Christian. They're not treated like that by Israel. There's a whole public relations campaign, and it is all through even our Olympic Peninsula here. But as the Church of Jesus Christ, we stand with Israel. If you have a different opinion, that's fine. I'm just going to try to tell you what the Bible says here this morning. One of the council resolutions adopted last week launches a worldwide witch hunt for companies that do business with Israel as part of an effort to accomplish through economic strangulation what Israel's enemies have not been able to accomplish on the battlefield. All companies engaged in whatever the UN thinks is business practices that disadvantage Palestinian enterprises. There's all sorts of things to petition against Israel. French Ambassador, I want you to just hang in there for a few more minutes, and then we'll go to the Word of God this morning. French Ambassador Elizabeth Lauren, Council President Choi, you can see his name, selected Canadian law professor Michael Link as the newest UN independent human rights investigator on Israel. And here's what he said about Israel. He has likened Israelis to Nazis and challenged the legitimacy of the State of Israel starting in 48 as rooted in ethnic cleansing. What does the Bible say? Genesis 15, verse 8, to your descendants I give this land. From the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. God confirms this promise then to Abraham's son Isaac and Isaac's son Jacob. Joshua 1 verse 4, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. They never did occupy all or inherit and then receive and proclaim all of the land God gave to them, but he gave it. Deuteronomy 4:40, keep his decrees and commands, which I'm giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you and that children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you. Please say the last four words with me, or three words, for all time, for all time. The reason this is important is we're called, Psalm 122, verse 6, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. There was just in October, the UN, United Nations Cultural Agency, just proposed a draft resolution. Though it was spoken against by the leader of the particular group, at nighttime they passed secretly the resolution that calls the Temple Mount area and the area of Jerusalem not by the Jewish or Christian names, but only by their Palestinian names. And they deny the entire history that existed for thousands of years, even 600 years rather, before the Muslim faith was even developed. And there is a linkage. They find it all the time with things they've discovered, and geologists and archaeologists have discovered all the time, the linkage of Israel and the land. Why is it important? Because once there's a document that exists by a lot of nations like this, they use it to further their cause by saying, you see, many countries have adopted this and this and that, and so therefore it must be true that Israel has no right to the land. Church, Israel has the right to the land, and they have the right to live. They have treated, when we were there many years ago, we had a Palestinian bus driver, and we had an Israeli guide. In fact, he was the firstborn son of Israel following the 1948 declaration of Israel as a nation. They were best friends. And they stood up at the end of the tour and said, we're here as a demonstration that we love one another and we know how to get along, but the world doesn't hear about it in the press. And there's a lot of stuff being said differently than that all around the world. So join me in prayer if you would. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem this morning. We pray for the peace of Israel. Lord, those that are being brutally beaten, it doesn't matter what side they're on. Nobody should be suffering like this. But we do pray that Israel will be strengthened. You have miraculously intervened in the battles they've experienced and wars they've gone through in the past. You've done miracles for them, and we stand with them now. Lord, let a great revival break out from one end of the nation to the other, and we believe you for it in the name of Jesus. And they all said,
amen. Amen.